Listen to God's most precious and holy word, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. My help comes from the Lord, a song of ascents. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade of your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. May God add his blessing to the reading of this word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today praising you, God, for your word. We ask, Lord, that your spirit would work in our hearts as we hear your word today. And I pray, Lord, that you would just continue to touch us and help us to grow into the image and likeness of Jesus. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. When I was a young boy, it's getting longer now, but my mother always taught me and my brothers and my sisters that God was watching us. And I really truly believed her. I was not sure who this God was, but I just knew I better watch out, for if I did something bad, God would come down and do something to me. I guess she started to put the fear of God in my life as a young boy. I only thought of God as someone who was like an elderly parent, ready to punish me if I was not good. For you see, I did not have a personal relationship with God, and I did not know him. It was not until I believed upon Jesus Christ that I began to see God in a different way. I saw the God of the Bible as a caring God who sent Jesus Christ down to the earth to save me from my sins. I saw that the God of the Bible loves his children and has given them all spiritual blessings in Christ. I saw that the God of the Bible has his hand upon my life as he watches over me and has kept me safe. Have you also experienced what I have experienced, just knowing God's hand is upon your life? Have you seen how God has worked out things in your life as you have realized he is with you, that he is watching you, over you? I am sure each one of you has a testimony of how God has watched over your life. And you notice it, especially when you travel. Often when we travel, we take for granted that we will not have an accident. But as you know, anything can happen when we get in our cars or travel on our jet or even go on a train. We know that God is the one who keeps us safe. We know that God's hand is upon our lives. We know that God is watching over us. When we study Psalm 121, we see that it is not only when we are traveling that God watches over us, but he watches us over us now and forevermore. For we read in the psalm that God never sleeps and that our help comes from the Lord. We need God's care. We need God's help to keep us safe. When we come to Psalm 121, one of the psalms of ascent, we see God's people singing this psalm and asking their God for help as they travel to the festival of Jerusalem. The psalm was designed to be sung in the view of Jerusalem. And according to commentators, it was sung in the evening for those pilgrims who left their homes to come to Jerusalem. The pilgrims are just about to enter Jerusalem after a long and tiring journey, usually on foot, for several miles as they lift up their eyes and see the hills or the mountains of Jerusalem. I can imagine their hearts were beating fast as they lean over to encourage their children, telling them that they are almost there. They would lead their children in a song, and do not worry, I will not sing it. I'm not going to lead you in song. You're safe. Just let me read it again to you. It says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where shall my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps Israel, he keeps you, will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade of your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. What an encouragement. What hope that we have in times like these, in times when we have this coronavirus all around us, and all the protests and all the unrest that you see on the news, to know that as you lift up your eyes to the hills, that there is a great, loving, and awesome God, the creator and sustainer of the universe, who knows our needs and comes to our aid as we seek help, seek him for help. Three little words. He keeps us. He keeps us. This powerful God is in complete control in our lives. I hope you believe this truth. If you leave here with this one truth, think about this as you go about your day. God watches over us all the time. God watches over us all the time. Spurgeon, in his series on the Psalms, The Treasure of David, points out a very interesting point when he describes Psalm 121. There's a pattern of steps taken with this one truth about how the Lord helps us. With each step that we take in the psalm, we see how the Lord expands this truth of how God helps or cares for each one of us. Thus, in this psalm, the question, who do we go for help, expressed in verse 1, is answered in verse 2 and describes who this God is. Then he amplifies the answer by adding steps. If you follow along with me in the psalm. Verse 3, the higher truth of my help is God will not allow your foot to be moved or slip, for he who keeps you will not slumber. Then verse 4, he adds another step with a slight modification. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber and then sleep. Another step is found in verses 5 and 6 where we read, the Lord keeps you. The Lord is the shade of your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Then another step of this song, which amplifies my help, is found in verse 7. When the truth is implied is in the name Jehovah. Again, like the name Jehovah in verse 2, when we see this truth, my help, in its application of our preservation, the Lord will keep you from what? All evil. He will keep over your life. And then the last step comes in verse 8 of how the Lord helps us. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. All these steps make one staircase. God helps us in so many ways. Six times we read in this psalm the word keep or keeper. God helps us by sustaining us all the way into eternity. His hand is upon us. He guides us along our life journey. He helps us. Praise God. Praise God. The psalmist opens up this psalm with a question in verse 1. And he answers his own question in verse 2. As he lifts up his eyes to the hills, he asks the question, where does my help come from? The question I have for you is the same question. Whom do you seek when you need help? Whom do you seek when you need help? Where are you looking for help and salvation? Do you remember when the disciples were in a boat and a fierce storm came upon them? And they feared for their very lives. And Jesus Christ was in the presence of the disciples. And he was sleeping. Jesus Christ was a man. He's God-man. He was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We are going to drown. And Jesus replied, you have little faith. Why are you so afraid? Then Jesus got up and he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Have you been there with the disciples in the same boat as you are about to sink in despair and depression, for so many things have come upon you all at once, and you can name all those things that have come upon you, maybe bad health or maybe economic money, I don't know what it is that came upon you, and you didn't know what to do about them. Then you finally realize that Jesus Christ was with you. He's there in the boat with you. And the Holy Spirit, along with God's word, reminds you of this truth, and you cry out for help, and he calms the storm. We are all sojourners like the pilgrims traveling in a very hostile world with lots of troubling things like a coronavirus and the protests and the unrest. And we know that the world is in rebellion against the gospel of Jesus Christ. And life can be downright painful and scary at times. So whom do you seek for in your help to lead you in your life? I can truly say from the inspired word of God that the true believer can only find help and salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a song to sing from the top of our lungs. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. And where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Let us lift up our eyes with hope. Let us lift up our eyes with confidence. Let us lift up our eyes with faith, realizing that we can never be saved or help in our own strength, but only in the strength of the Lord. Only in his strength. Let us rest completely in God's love and character, in all the divine attributes and promises from Scripture this morning. We are to trust him completely. As we do, we will truly be blessed in our lives. Our text describes the name of God as Jehovah. That means that our God is a covenant-keeping God, and he keeps his promises. And the psalmist directs our attention to the Lord, or Jehovah, who is the self-existent one, who keeps in relationship with his people. Five times in this short psalm, the psalmist mentions the word Lord, capital L-O-R-D, all caps in our text, Jehovah. And four times he mentions the pronoun he. Nine times he mentions God in this psalm. Our help only comes from God, Jehovah. How does Jehovah keep in relationship with us? He keeps us as we trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. It is in our redemption that we are truly blessed in Jesus Christ. Everyone in our worship service and everyone at home watching our service needs the help from the Lord. For no one can save themselves from sin. And it's only in the Lord Jesus Christ who came to rescue us from sin. We are united in Christ and in a relationship with him. And we call to him for help. I often tell people in the world, as you're witnessing to people, that I do not believe in a man-made religion. But I do believe in having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Remember what I said to you when my mother told me God's watching over me. I didn't know who this God was. It wasn't until I came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ years later that I knew who this God was. Where does your help come from this morning? Are you relying in yourself or in Jehovah, the covenant-keeping God who has sent Jesus Christ to the world to redeem you from your sin? Jesus brings through his life death, burial, resurrection, eternal salvation, and help for us sinners. Have you trusted in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, was buried, and raised again in order to not only pay for your sins, but have complete victory over sin and death? Or are you seeking help in the things that the world has to offer that is so temporary and cannot save or help you in your sin? You cannot do anything in your own strength. He is our creator, the maker of heaven and earth. This is why the psalmist answers his own question. Where does my help come from? There's no other answer. No other answer. My help comes from the Lord. What do you believe in your heart and your mind right now? Are you relying upon the Lord, especially when you're facing a storm or a trial in your life? Well, the psalmist describes the Lord Jehovah not only in terms of redemption in the covenant name of God by using this name for God, but he also mentions creation. Look all around you, believers in Jesus Christ. Look unto the hills and know that it is the Lord who made them. He is the maker of heaven and earth. I was so amazed. I got up this morning, take the dog out. He doesn't like to sleep through the night. I don't know why, but he doesn't. But I got take the little dog out, and I got outside. I was waiting for him, and I looked up the sky, and I just saw the stars. And they were just so bright. They're just unbelievably bright. And I just looked, and I said, thank you, God. What a picture of your mighty creation. Just looking at the stars at night. Just looking at the things God has made. He is the maker of heaven and earth. Help is on the way. And right when we cry out and need it, God is there to take care of us, of every emergency. And he is even better than 911. He has heaven and earth at his disposal to meet our needs, and he lovingly takes care of us. Remember the disciples in the boat. It is Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth, stood up in that boat, and he commanded the winds and the waves to be still. When you need help, go to him. Go to our Heavenly Father. Go to Jesus Christ. Just let the Spirit work in your life, and he will still any storm that you might have. He is the creator. He is our Redeemer. So as you sojourn and travel here as a stranger and alien in this world, realize that this is not your home, but also know that there is a God who is so powerful and loving, and his desire is to help you in every situation in your life. For he is in complete control of everything that happens in your life. The question is do you believe this? Do you believe this? He is our Redeemer and Creator. He desires to have an intimate relationship with you through the personal work of his Son, Jesus Christ. The question I have for you is this, is that do you have this relationship? Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know him as your Savior and Lord? So having described the God of the Bible in verses 1 and 2, and telling us to go to him as our only source for help and salvation, the psalmist begins to build the staircase of the individual steps. And I want you to know, again, in this psalm, it makes one staircase. One God, many ways he helps us, one staircase. In other words, every time we climb a new step in this psalm, we experience a new way in which our God helps us. Let's continue to climb the steps together and see how our God helps us. Verse 3 tells us that he will not let your foot be moved. He will not let your foot slip. Though the path of life can be dangerous and difficult, yet we will stand fast, for our God Jehovah will not let our foot slide or fall. I thought of 1 Corinthians 15:58. Right there in the midst of the great resurrection chapter of Jesus Christ, of victory over sin and death, Paul tells us, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Why? Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to walk carefully in this world. We need to trust in the Lord for everything. As we take these steps in life, we will not falter and fall, for Jehovah helps us. Why? Because he watches over you. and does not slumber. In other words, God's character is not bound up in a state of inactivity or light sleep, dozing off from time to time. You know, the older I get, the more I doze off, and I have to be awakened from my sleep. I often think it's because of the lazy boy chair that I'm in, sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. I would just fall asleep. But that's not really the problem. It's just I'm getting old. I'm getting old. But God doesn't doze off. But he watches over us continually. Where have you been walking? For God is watching over you, and he will not let your foot slip. In Psalm 1, a godly person does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. Wherever you've been walking, in the Word of God, you will not slip. You will not fall if you stay in the Word of God. In Proverbs 16:9, I love this verse. It's Proverbs 16:9, verse 16, verse 9. It says this, the mind of the man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. The Lord directs his steps. In Psalm 23, tells us that our shepherd leads us where? In the paths of righteousness. In the paths of righteousness. That's where God wants to lead us. That's why our feet will not fall. We will not fall away. God keeps his children in his ways by not allowing our foot to slip, for he keeps us, for he does not slumber. He does not slumber. As I said, slumber means to sleep lightly, to doze off or to nap. Our God does not do this, for his eyes are all upon us, and he watches over us continually. We should find great assurance. We should find great assurance and comfort knowing that the God of the Bible is there for us day or night, keeping watch over us. When dangers are all around us, our preserver is awake, and he will not permit us to fall. The modification of verse 4 adds sleep as well. No fatigue, no exhaustion can cast our God into a sleep. His watchful eyes are never closed. He never sleeps. His watchful eye is never closed or never closed. His watchful eyes are never closed. He never slumbers nor sleeps. Our God does not doze off into a light sleep, or he does not sleep at all. He's always watching over us and in complete control of whatever happens in our lives. And that is why we need to trust in him, for he is our help and our salvation. It is interesting that if you read Psalm 4, beautiful psalm, go home and read Psalm 4. We see this truth lived out in the life of David. David is in distress, and yet in the midst of his distress, enemies all around him, what do we see David doing? He's asleep during the crisis. And then in Psalm 4:8, he says this, I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord Jehovah, make me dwell in safety. David can sleep not fearing his own life because he knows that his God never slumbers or sleeps, but watches over and keeps him. In fact, the next step further tells us that God watches over you and me, and he keeps us, so he becomes our shade at our right hand. A shade gives protection from the heat and the glaring light. God is our shield who protects us and even guards our right hand as we fight with our right hand. Whatever comes upon us as we cry out to him for help. Day and night, sun and moon, our God shelters us all 24 hours a day. In Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6, in the context of describing the branch of righteousness, who is Jesus Christ, Isaiah tells us this, it, the canopy of the cloud by smoke by day and the pillar of fire by night that led the people of God in the desert, will be a shelter and a shade from the heat of day and a refuge and a hiding place from the storm and rain. Well, my fellow believers, God is our canopy. God is our shelter. God is our shade. And God is our shield. And we know when we cry out for help, He will answer and keep us under His protection. Very timely in our days now when all of us are wearing masks, that we know that God is in control of everything. Everything. God told Abram not to be afraid, for I am your shield, your very great reward. In Psalm 28:7, the psalmist tells us, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. And in Psalm 115, 9 through 11, we are told this from the Scriptures. O house of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear Him, all of us here, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The sun will not smite you, meaning to attack or afflict you suddenly with injury or even death, by day, nor the moon by night. The final step, the last and final steps, is found in verses 7 and 8. And again, we see the step on our staircase amplified. Notice He watches over you by not slumbering or sleeping. He watches over you by being the shade at your right hand day and night. He watches over us now. He protects us from all evil. The NIV translation, New International Translation, says this in verse 7. It says this, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. You know, in the Lord's Prayer, we are taught from Jesus that we need to ask God to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jehovah keeps the believer through the work of the Holy Spirit from all harm or evil by preserving our souls. The Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians 1, verse 6, that He who began a good work in us will carry it on to the completion until the day of redemption. And Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4, our scripture reading, he says this, His divine power, God's divine power, has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. Our soul is kept from the dominion of sin, from the influences of the world, for God keeps us from all harm. What can harm a soul that is kept of the Lord? He will not only watch over your life, but He will do it over your coming and going, both now in the present and forevermore into eternity. Verse 8. God is a keeper of our souls. No matter what happens to us in this life, God will take all believers who believe in His Son into eternity with Him. Even as we see our last step, as we climb higher into the hills and gaze upon Him with our own eyes, and we see all the fullness of His glory. God is our hope, help in so many ways, as we see God helping us right now on earth and forevermore in eternity. Do you realize that God will not only help you as you live here on earth, but He will help you in eternity? From this time forth and forever. That's what the scripture says right now. This is hard to grasp, this truth, with our finite minds. Who is your help today? Who is your salvation for your soul? Whom do you trust in right now? Do you trust in your own strength or works? Or do you place your trust and faith in Jesus Christ alone for salvation? Jesus is the ultimate keeper of your soul. For when you trust in Him as He went to the cross for you, thus dying, being buried, and raised again, you will live forever and ever with Him into eternity. What a blessing to realize that our God is our help and salvation. What a blessing to know that through prayer we have communion with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you've not trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, come to Him. Come to Him and trust in Him. Repent. Be sorry for your sin before a holy God and believe that the Lord Jesus died, was buried, and raised again for you as he went to the cross. And Christian, are you trusting in God for your help? Do you truly believe that he is in control of everything that happens to you and that he is watching over you? Trust and believe in our God through the Lord Jesus Christ and know and experience the help and peace of God that transcends all understanding. This is so crucial as we think about our relationship, our personal relationship with God. Do you know him through the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you trust him? Do you realize that God is with you even during your darkest hours? So whatever's going on in your life, do you realize that when you look unto the hills and you gaze upon the beauty of this God who's not only our Redeemer but our Creator, and you trust in him and you realize that he is there, the only answer that the psalmist could have given us is that he is the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the daily relationship as we are in union with him. So many times, Father, we find ourselves in despair and depression because we live in a sinful world, a world that's in rebellion against you. But as believers in Jesus Christ, we ought to trust Jesus, not only the moment we come to know him as our Savior, but we ought to trust him throughout all our lives to have saving faith and believe in him. I pray, Lord, that if there's anyone that does not know Jesus as personal Savior and Lord, that they would come and repent and believe in Jesus even now. And I pray as believers, Lord, that we would continue to trust in Jesus Christ moment by moment. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.